Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb. The title of my devotional today is A Forgetful God. Psalm 133 through 4. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. How can our amazing God, who is all-knowing and present everywhere, be forgetful? In this psalm, we are reminded, in case we forgot, that God chooses to keep no record of our sins, and His very character does not allow Him to remember our wrongs. When God forgives, God forgets. That is the miracle of God's loving character. Psalm 103:12 tells us that God has removed our sin from us as far as east is from west. He erased it from the pages of time. In Jeremiah 31:34, God says, I will remember your sins no more. God has pushed the delete button on our guilt. That same godly love in us allows us to forgive others for past wrongs, abuse, and injustice, even though it might be difficult at times. How easy it is for my mind to go back in time and remember a past offense when in the moment the same thing is happening again. Yet that is never the case with God where we are concerned. And the psalmist says, if you, Lord, kept a running tally of all my wrongdoings, I'd have no chance. But our God is always forgiving and always giving us more chances. That doesn't mean that He relieves me of all consequences of my sin or wrongdoing, but it means at the moment I confess and repent, the slate is clean again. He also gives strength to endure the consequences and works them out for good. Without God's forgiveness, we would be sunk, wouldn't we? Just like when we know God has forgiven us, but we don't fully forgive ourselves. We're stuck because we don't fully trust that the slate is wiped clean, or we somehow feel undeserving. I want you to know that God created you and loves you just as you are. Romans 8:1 reminds us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. His only desire is for you to trust Him, know Him, and love Him. He knows us and knows we will make mistakes or fail to do the things we know we should. Yet, He is waiting patiently for us to admit our failings, ask His forgiveness, and rely on His strength to keep us on the right path. Even more than that, it allows us to wholeheartedly worship and serve Him when we know and accept that we are forgiven. Spend just a moment thanking God for a love so great that it keeps no record of wrong, and for the ultimate sacrifice Jesus paid for our sins. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.